Saul Zantz died back in January at the age of 92. If you recognize that name, you probably made one of two associations: Oscar-winning film producer or arch-nemesis of John Fogerty. They're both good stories. For those, we turn to the person who wrote Zantz's obituary for Variety magazine, Pat Saperstein.
He had extraordinary taste, and he loved great literature, and he had a talent for finding books that would resonate with audiences.
Saul Zantz produced fewer than a dozen films, but three of them won Best Picture honors at the Academy Awards, an incredible batting average. His first Oscar came with his first production.
There's Ratchet! Look! Look! The chief put his hand up!
The film adaptation of Ken Kesey's novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He produced Amadeus, The English Patient, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, The Mosquito Coast.
And one film that paid dividends long after Zantz acquired the film rights, The Lord of the Rings.
And he made the early animated feature. And then when Peter Jackson went on to make the Lord of the Rings movies, of course, they had to license the rights from Saul Zantz.
So I imagine he cleaned up over that.
He did, although he never got all the money that he always thought he was entitled to get. So he had to sue New Line two times to get his portion of the monies. He was tenacious, and he wanted to hold on to every bit of every property that he thought he had the rights to.
Which brings us to John Fogerty. Before Saul Zantz went into pictures, he was the head of the record label Fantasy. Jazz nerds know it for some classic albums. Comedy nerds know it for putting out Lenny Bruce records. But their biggest moneymaker, Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty and his bandmates wanted out of their deal with Fantasy, and Fogerty wanted to take his back catalog with him. Zantz fought back.
He sued them for rights to the material, which he apparently had the rights to through the contract, and he won.
Saul Zantz later sued Fogerty as a solo artist for sounding too much like himself. When Fogerty released his album Centerfield for Warner Brothers in 1983, Zantz felt that one of his new songs,
The Old Man is Down the Road,
was basically just a rewrite of a Creedence Clearwater Revival song that Zantz owned. In that round, Fogerty won. The two would go on to trade barbs and lawsuits throughout their lives.
You know, he was a difficult man with impeccable taste. I think I might have stolen that from one of the commenters on our obituary, but I think it was a good epitaph.
Pat Saperstein is an editor with Variety magazine, and she wrote their obit for Saul Zantz, who died back in January.